Another fucking episode 2 of the Sound Shinobi fucking podcast, huh? We're here in the fucking truck again. It's late as fuck again. We're busting these nuts all through the night again. And what I mean by that is, these Miller Lights, man. Sometimes you give them a nice, I cracked it open with my teeth because I was feeling risky and I cracked it. And it kind of felt like it was pretty much a nut bust, bro. That shit just kind of blew up all over my fucking face, man. I mean, no homo, but I think I think Miller Lite just nutted on me, bro. You know, I'm proud to say that. The only motherfucker that ever nutted on me was fucking Miller. So, yeah, fuck you haters, but yeah, here we fucking are again. Another day, another fucking dollar, another cold, fucking lonely night. Just kidding. It's actually hot as fuck, bro. There's no breeze. My truck's hotter than the fucking outside, even though the windows are down. I don't know how that's possible. But it's definitely happening, man. You know, as Theo Von would say, these are the dark arts going on right here, bro. This is the fucking dark section. This is the restricted section in Hogwarts going on in this bitch, bro. Super restricted, super necessary, though. You know, someone's got to fucking do it. Someone's got to be Snape. Someone's got to soak up all the hate and then fucking come through in the end and be like, yep, I told you motherfuckers. Well, now you know. And if you don't know, you won't know. I don't know where I was going with that. But yeah, if you don't know, you won't know. Especially if you haven't seen the Harry Potter movies. Speaking of that, I really cried that last movie, bruh. Seeing Snape go like that, seeing that nigga be like, when he was going to take the tear from his face, this nigga just got bit up by that damn fucking viper. That damn viper swiper that just took his soul real quick. He was like, what are you saying, Snape? He's like, I can't. Take my tear. Oh, just like fantasy. Oh, that was, nigga, I started crying, bro. I would have fucking, I would have donated my tears, you know? But I've been saving my tears, though. I've been putting them in the safe box, the deposit box. Nigga, I got the key. I can let them bitches flow whenever I want. I can actually cry on demand, bro. I don't know who else can, but I was thinking about. And I was just thinking about the possibility of acting the other day. Probably not a thing, you know, the way I look. I don't know if motherfuckers like me are, like, you know, really needed in the markets of acting right now, you know, just, because I ain't gonna cut my fucking hair for no mediocre role, man. Nah, bro, this shit might not ever grow back, bro. That's why I'm probably gonna keep it till it turns white, bro. And then I'm gonna still keep it. But yeah, man, I can just cry on command, bro. I can just let them tears fucking steer out. They just fly right out. They just drip out. Drip nation. Drip harder. Gotta drip harder than that. If you can't cry on demand, you gotta drip harder than that, bro. You gotta get deeper in the dark arts. You gotta get deeper in the fucking the bullshits of life. Just, you know, you don't gotta live it. And like every day, you know, just keep them bitches in there somewhere, bro. In the dungeons. With the dragons, keep them in there where, you know, Jaime and Cersei got smashed, you know? That's where the real tears do start flowing, you know? But yeah, just, you know, start thinking about something sensitive, something too real, you know, like fucking grandma dying really foul, you know, and just be like, oh, I wasn't there enough, bro, I wasn't there. and just goes, you know, or thinking about the first dog I ever had, you know, and just being like, oh, he got so fat and he died. He got sick, bro. I wasn't there. I was there, but I wasn't there. Start crying, bro, thinking about my dad being over in California and I'm out here and I'm just like, oh, I wasn't there. Start thinking about my own funeral. I wasn't there. It's just, it works, bro. Works fucking amazingly, bro. You can bust that shit out in court. Bust that shit out with a fight with your girl. You bust that shit out at work, nigga, in the office with your supervisor, man. You be talking and you be like, hey, soup. Hey, soup. And then once that soup starts coming out your eyes, your supervisor be like, damn. You know, this is a little too soupy for me, bro. I'm more of a gumbo man. Not that chicken little soup, bro, with fucking nothing in it. You know, it'd give you probably like 20 noodles. And a couple squares of that mystery meat, bro. I mean, is that chicken? Shit's more like... I know chicken was so pink, bro. That ain't chicken, bro. That's gotta be some other shit, man. That's gotta be some other shit, man. Oh. But yeah, we got the beer cracked. She's, it's about room temp now, but guess we're gonna eat it, you know? I haven't... We don't eat this beer, bro. That's, you know, trick your body into thinking you're getting some food. Real healthy shit, bro. I've been on some, ever since this last weekend when I was on some really unhealthy shit. Now I'm on some, what I would like to think is some healthy shit, but at the end of the day, it's some even more unhealthy shit. And that is, the last like 2 days, I probably had about 800 calories. Because all last week, I was pretty much doing some like intermittent fasting shit. And it hooked my stomach the fuck up. My stomach definitely shrank. I don't fucking need to eat as much. I don't really want to. That shit hurts when I do. And yeah, these last couple days, I think I had, you know, a couple sips of some chocolate milk. Because I was fiending, bruh. And it was just there. And I was fiending. I was sweating. So a couple sips of that. I think, you know, like good old chicken and rice, yeah, some hot sauce, yeah, woohoo, yeah, and, what else we throw down the hole, what else we throw down the hole, huh? I think that was about, oh yeah, and then, it was like a chicken and rice tortilla wrap thing, bro. I think that's what it was. I don't even know, but I sent it last night real tired. I was like, oh, I'm gonna get off and go drink a beer. See, I'm not even in the mood to drink a beer after work sometimes. I just sit there, I'm like, you know, maybe I should just take the normal route. You know, maybe I should just, I'm feeling like kind of like a normal person a little bit. You know, it's weird with all these damn changes going on. I'd even need the beer tonight. It's because I'm hungry, and because I knew I was going to do this, and I knew it was going to be hot as fuck, and I worked my ass off and got off early, so we're going to get that nut bust real quick, you know? I earned this nut, okay? How many nuts have you earned today, huh? How many nuts have you sucked today, huh? Is it getting weird for you guys, me talking about these Miller nuts? Shit. But yeah, I wasn't feeling it at work today, bro. I was about to snap, you know. They put me back in like the shitty section of the job. You know, I wasn't really running that forklift because I've been cruising on that bitch lately, which is cool. But you know, I'm kind of worried I'm gonna get fat doing that, or my ass is gonna get like pancaked out. You know, because there's some fat niggas at my work, bro. They're cool, but it's like, damn. We're working these 12-hour days, bro. What are you, 13, 14 hours? What are you doing going home and eating? Are you even sleeping, bro? Are you just eating? What are you doing for lunch, bro? Just eating, bro, for the whole 45 minutes, not even breathing? God damn, like, stop, nigga. The life is really hard when gravity's holding you down, bro. You can't even jump, nigga. It holds you down. You can't even, you fucking take a little jump. You get probably a couple inches off the ground. Hurting some shit. Even if you don't feel it, your fucking knees and ankles be fucking snapping and cracking, bro. Falling apart. And it's just waiting, you know. That's what I'm trying to do, bro. I'm tired of being held down. You know, that's why niggas are depressed. It's that gravity pulling your fucking head down, bro, giving you back problems and shit. Giving you bags in your eyes. Nigga, I had a fucking dream last night. I had like hound eyes going on, bro. It's the trippiest shit ever. I should have wrote that down because I know I'm going to probably forget it in like 2 days. But that was a crazy... I've been having some crazy dreams. And it's because I haven't been smoking weed, man. Marijuana kills your fucking dreams. It really does. I don't know if you guys ever noticed. Probably can't remember because all you guys started smoking weed when you were in the prime of your dreams. And that was probably like 7 years ago. You know, I'm 21. So I'd assume whoever the fuck listens, I don't know. But the kids... They start smoking at, what, 13, 14. And the dreams stop. Like, bow. Stop them, nigga. And then you just kind of forget, you know. And then every once in a while you have maybe a little something. You know, you'll be hanging out with your friends at breakfast. And they can bring up dreams. You're like, oh, I don't have dreams anymore, you know. I must be working too hard. I'm getting older. Nah, nigga, it's that Mary Jane. She don't want you to think about a thing, bruh. She wants you fucking, and when you sleep off that cush, it's like, it is a good sleep, but it's not even it's a death, bruh. I wouldn't be surprised if your heartbeat stops and your heart low-key, the soul of your heart just floats away and comes back, you know? Shit got too high. Too damn high. But yeah, I be having some vivid dreams, man. Fighting dreams, people from the past, I don't even want to... That I wish I didn't know, because now they're in my dreams, and it's like, nigga, get the fuck out of here, bruh. Fuck, man, I know you ain't thinking about me, and if you is, stop thinking about me, bruh, because maybe that's causing a connection, a bridge, you know? Our shit's connecting and sparking off, bruh, and I don't like that, you know? Like fucking Harry Potter versus Voldemort, when they're hitting their wands and shit, and it's like, beam! Fuck that. I don't want that. Just please fuck off. But, you know, maybe that's why I won't write down the ones from last night, because we don't need to remember that shit. And I don't think we really need to analyze that shit. Goddamn. But what was I saying? Oh, yeah. But, yeah, work. Yeah, I wasn't feeling it. They put me back in the racks. It's hot. It's fucking whack. People just kind of bullshit. Got this fucking headset on my ear. This stupid bitch talking to me, hurting my fucking ear, bro. I feel like I got like a small fucking creature living in my ear, man. And the headphones, they just got these little styrofoam things on them. I don't know about everybody else. I be sweating because I'm in there busting moves and busting nuts. True. And I be sweating. I take my headset off. You know, I see a little bit of sweat chilling on there, a little bit of sweat condensation sitting on there. And I'm just like, I wonder who the fuck else is wearing this shit. I'm looking around, I'm like, fucking Jeff. That motherfucking Jeff, that nigga that don't work hard at all. Nah, not him. Fucking Sarah. Sarah's thick ass. She's dripping all over this bitch. I know that for a fact, bro. Jesus Christ, I can fucking be a couple aisles over and I can smell that shit in the air. Just that moisture, bro. It's fucked up, bro. But yeah, shit's... It's greasy, bro, and I'm wondering if I got, like, an ear infection coming on, or if it's because I have to keep a headphone in my ear, like another headphone that connects to my phone, so I can play Bluetooth and shit, and every time I, like, fucking look to the left, I gotta take my finger and shove that shit back up in my ear, man. I just need to get some real headphones, I guess, right? Stop being a cheap fuck rocking these oldies that I've had for quite a while. I don't know, people got those AirPods, nigga. How do those stay in your ear? I mean, I've yet to try one on, and I hate them, but they look just like the normal iPhone headphones, and those bitches did not stay in my ear, bro. I'm surprised that I'm just pushing them back in and in and in every time, in and out, falling out. I'm surprised I didn't just push that shit straight through my head, bro. Be the way to just go out. They catch me in the gym, leaking from the dome. They were like, damn. This nigga pushed his whole headphone through his head, bruh. He's listening to fucking Slipknot, bruh. Damn. Shit's still going. If you open his mouth, it sounds like a speaker. Fuck it. Ah, shit. fucking gym vibes, right? I haven't been to the gym since about Friday. Got a nice sesh, but yeah, this weekend was a little unhealthy. Hit it hard with the drinking. Hit it hard, not so hard since, you know, I've kind of formed these different food habits, but pretty hard with the fucking food and the homies. We had to go out. We ended up going out to breakfast. Well, fuck, actually, I went camping that weekend, bro. I did a lot of that. Oh, shit. I just remembered a whole nother night, bro. Yeah, I fucked up with the food on the weekend, bro. Damn, when you really be tracking what you're eating and shit, and you forget and you remember, you just don't even think about it. God damn. Yeah, the first night, you know, I had to go camping, and this is like, I've yet to find somebody in my age that, like, goes camping like this. Like, I don't even really plan for it, but they're like, yo, hey, bro, come up, bro, we're camping. Come through, it's really cool, we got a lot of stuff. And I'm like, hey, so what you got, bro? What you got? What you got the food-wise? Because when you're camping, you got to have fucking food. Got to have your cigarettes if you're a cigarette fiend. You got to have your fucking alcohol if you're an alcohol fiend. Got to have fucking water, all right? Forget the fucking soda. If you're bringing alcohol, you don't really need the soda. If you're drinking alcohol and you need the chaser, hit it with the water. Or just don't even drink the alcohol, because if you need a chaser, you probably shouldn't be drinking straight alcohol. All right, just stick with some beer or something, you know? No pussyfooting around with that shit, because, I mean, the alcohol, it's full send or no send, and some people can't handle it. Unless you really got that control and you stop at, like, 2 shots, but even some people will just be dead. My friend's girl was up there dead. I get up there, I saw her fucking fall sitting down. She's on the way down and fell somehow. Her fucking, it's like her knee gave out or something. She don't weigh more than, like, $120, $125. So I don't know how the fuck that happens. But she went down. She was out for the rest of the night. Just me and him chilling. And, you know, knowing him, he's like, well, yeah, you might want to bring paper plates. Didn't bring those. Some beer. He did have some vodka, though, so I give him that. But, yeah, so I brought the beer. And I had to bring the food because I knew he didn't have shit. They actually did have shit, but his girlfriend's, like, gluten-free, you know, so she can't. She can't have that, bro. You can blow some, like, flour in her face and she'll die, bro. She'll fucking start seizing out, breaking out in hives and chives and just RP. So, I stopped and, you know, I'm glad she was asleep because all the shit I bought was definitely not gluten-free, man. I had to get, like, 4 hamburgers. Mushrooms, big ass mushrooms to put on them burgers, cause fuck yeah, I was just feeling it. I was at that Walmart and just started grabbing shit and throwing it in my basket all violently. It was bad, like a fucking machine, bro. Like there was no stopping it. There was no self control. It was just a fucking crane. I mean, there was a little bit of a self control, cause you know I didn't go all out, but definitely was kind of a little big drop for just one fucking night. Got 2 steaks, had to buy some ketchup, had to go palm some fucking mustard packets because I was not about to buy mustard, so I just grabbed a bunch and nutted those because I wasn't sure if you could just take those or if it's frowned upon. I mean, I was going to need them. And what else we get? Got a couple carrots and a fucking bunch of cheese because I was not about to get all the vegetables, so it was just straight cheese mushroom burgers. And they were fucking amazing. Them steaks were amazing. We actually dropped those bitches in the fire pit like a couple good times, maybe 2-3 times. So they had a little, you know, I had to wash them off, throw them back on there. I did it again. Hit them with some more beer, put them back on there, and then we ate those hoes. And it was not bad. Oh, sorry about that. I had this cut in my knee from the last camping trip. And I just rubbed that shit up on my dashboard, bro. Fuck, that the small little slit, bro. I like this small little sideways vagina eye on my knee, and it's just hitting fucking everything. You know, I don't think anything else is touching anything ever. It's just this part of my fucking knee. Yeah. But yeah, that camp trip was decent. Ate that. Slept in the back of the truck. Gotta fucking love that, man. if you get a truck, you really gotta spend some time in the back. This bitch is like my home, bro. Sometimes I think, you know, if I were to just fuck up, you know, there'd be a couple months spent in here, in the back. Even in the wintertime, bro, I got some sleeping bags and blankets, nigga, we'll make it, bro. Shit'll be so comfy. Even some dime pieces might be walking by me in the Walmart parking lot and be like, oh, damn. What kind of fucking comforter is that, damn? Nigga, that's soft. Or to fucking backhand that shit. She'll be like, ooh, yeah, it's that smooth. Come on in. It's that Walmart parking lot life, girl. I got mushroom burgers, too. Yeah. But yeah, it was nice. I think the next day we ended up going to... We went to breakfast at this old place I worked at. Terrible fucking idea. I don't know why we let... There's always that one guy in the group that sometimes, like, makes a decision of where we're going to eat or something. And, like, right when they say it, you're like, oh, all right, for sure. But as you start going more along with that plan, you're like, wait a minute, bro. You're that motherfucking guy that shouldn't be deciding shit. But you're already parked there. So you're like, fuck. Go on that bitch. Ex-boss. Hella white people. Ex-people I used to work with that kind of did not have the greatest falling out with. And I was like, damn, you think these niggas are going to spit in our food, bro? I was like, I never seen that, but bro. Fuck it. Let's get in there. And the server at our table happened to be my fucking friend's pretty much ex, which was rough. And he was like, we gotta go. And we were like, nah, nigga, you chose this. This is your path. This is your life. You made this happen. We're gonna have to eat. And it fucked it up for everybody. It was pretty shitty, man. You know, she comes over. She's like decently nice girl, I guess, but just there's a lot of shit that went on back then, bro. That shit stains. You can't clean that shit. You gotta throw that shit away and get a new fucking shirt with that type of situation, man. But she comes up and she's like, hey. And like before, like, how you doing or anything, she's got like this fucking sad fucking face on her look, or like look on her face. She's like, hey, yeah, I'm working 3 jobs and I got a new 2019 car. And yeah, just opens up with that. And I'm just sitting there, like, kind of high, kind of dry, kind of tired, kind of like, bitch, what the fuck, dude? Did you just really come up and say that? Why do people say that, bro? It's like they get fucking hard coming up and just be like, yeah, just fucking got a loan, got some debt, working 3 jobs, really stressed, probably gonna, you know, no plans, just that, just to pay for my car. Yep, I'm balling. How are you doing? Like, okay, fucking... Nice seeing you. Where the fuck are we? What time is it? What's the special? Like, what the fuck, bitch? Come on. Don't try to fucking make me feel bad or try to act like you're stunting. Because 100%, I'm not jealous of your 3 jobs and all that stress. Because I know you fucking sucked at that one. And I mean, like, your facial expressions being there as a waitress. Not good, man. Bad fucking vibes. Bad fucking vibes. You don't do that to people, man, that are trying to order food. You just slide up to their table like a fucking, like a Dementor, bro, or like a motherfucking, just a demon semen. It's all creepy, like, hey, want a refill? Motherfuckers be like, go away. Go away. We don't want nothing. You know, fuck you. Like, that's how I was kind of feeling, man. Shit. Tried to have decent conversation, you know, smile and shit, but absolutely not. So, yeah, thanks to that buddy and that situation, that shit sucked, because it probably would have been better if he wasn't there or just he didn't fucking blow that fucking Titanic ship up and go down with it. Like, he's like Jack, but he definitely did not. He took over the door and let her sink. And now she's like a ghost ocean ghoul. And she's still alive. She's just a fucking sea creature now. And for some reason, we keep going back to that spot in the ocean just to drop a line in and see what the fuck we catch. And guess what we caught? Yep. The fucking sea creature ghoul. The mentor thing. She's a nice girl, but yeah, fuck that. Bad times. What else we fucking eat that weekend? Oh, yeah, there was, like, a party going on that night. Little apartment party that was definitely hotter than my fucking truck is right now. God fucking damn. But the Chick-fil-A, could have not resist on some Chick-fil-A. We were driving around, and I was just like, hey, bro, remember when you fucked up and chose that restaurant earlier, and I kind of mentioned Chick-fil-A before you fucking chose that? I was like, yeah, let's go to Chick-fil-A, bro. That Chick-fil-A, bro. Got that spicy, extra crunchy, bro. Fuck, that's the way to go. Get that bitch double dipped in the fire, extra fucking crispy. Well done, whatever the fuck they call it, get it. It's greasy, but you know, and it is greasy as those chicks that be standing out by the menu taking your order all day, bro. I was looking at these white girls, man, they're pink, man. Summer, I don't know if they're a summer, but they were just cooked, bro. It's pink. Bitch was like, hello, my name is Jessica, what do you want to get today? Like, so quick, bro. Like, she's been out here since 3, and it was like 5, 6. Just had it down. I didn't think she was smiling. I mean, it was the best service ever. But yeah, you don't need to smile when you're doing that, bro. You don't even need to have a face. You don't need to have nothing when you're doing that, bro. God damn. But that, yeah, that was cool. Went to the party. Wasn't so cool. And it wasn't. And the fact that it wasn't so cool, I started drinking a little bit more. Faster and earlier than I should have, especially I haven't drunk in alcohol in a minute, so I was like, let's go get some of that fancy whiskey. It wasn't even fancy, but it's called Bird Dog. I don't know if you guys have ever had that Bird Dog. That shit turns you into a bird dog, bro, straight the fuck up. That fucking bark, bark, tweet, tweet, nigga. Bark, bark, tweet, tweet, nigga. Foul. Shit started getting wavy, man. Fucking, I'm on a different level, you know, I say a couple jokes that don't fly, nobody was mingling, you know, there's like new people there, but no one's gonna be the guy, to like, besides me, I go over there, I'm like, what's up, dude, fuck, nice tats, you working out, ha, 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 and they're just like, what the fuck, is this a stranger at the kickback ride talking to me, and I'm like, ha, ha, fuck, crack a joke that falls flat as shit, because these guys just don't joke. The only people that were joking were the girls. The only thing they were saying were, like, sex jokes. Like, fuck me in the ass. It's because she's got a vagina next to her ass. That's fucking hilarious. I'd love to do that, bro. I'll fucking laugh at that one, bro. Fuck yeah. Yeah, so we were there. Me and the two fucking, the two gargoyles, the two musketeers that I was with. It was later in the night, and we had another party to go to. We were kind of getting a wingman for the boy, but I was too drunk. I think I walked up in that bitch's house, and I was like, hey, how you doing? And I was like, the kid that was driving, I was like, bro, shot. Look at my bottle. There's like not much left of that bird dog, bro. I was soaring. I was barking and soaring and tweeting all over that bitch. I mean, it wasn't bad, but it definitely was not matching that energy. That place wasn't a very mingling vibe either, bro. Intermingle, fucking no. And that's like one of the few parties out in that area that I go to, and I don't know anybody, not one person. Like, it was in a richer neighborhood, but not too rich. And I mean, those rich motherfuckers like to crawl down to the depths sometimes, you know, because they just want to know, and they don't know what they got, so they just simmer on down, fuck around, see me and my fucking gargoyle homies on the corner. 3 o'clock in the morning, just stoned and ready to roll at the same time, though. But yeah, they weren't intermingling, they weren't nothing, bro. We went to the pong table, shit on them a little bit in pong, and it was just like, this girl was like 21, but her like parents were there, so it was like kind of, they had a pong table right outside in the back porch, had a decent yard, I guess, you know, and a bonfire pit a little ways away from the table, you know, down there behind some trees, not too far, but there. And, you know, it was just more of a kickback, you know, and I was like, damn, I thought this was a party. It was definitely more of a fucking, come through and snap your fingers and listen to some, alternative party type shit. I mean, they were playing hip-hop, but just the level it was at, and The way people were standing, their postures, it felt like I was listening to some indie rock, bro. Straight up, I don't think I fucking bonded with one person besides this one nigga, because I was complimenting his hair. He was tight. He knew it was good. But yeah, no Wayne. Niggas had watermelon slices on the inside. On the inside, in the inside kitchen. That's all they had for snacks was watermelon slices, which I dig, but like I said, definitely not them party vibes. That fucking come through with snap your finger vibes. Blow some O's in the vape and shit. Talk about fucking dad's money in college and whatever the fuck was going on there, man. God, but yeah, me and my buddy, that we were a little drunk, poking and stabbing at each other a little bit, because I feel like when you're far away from your friends sometimes and whatnot, and you don't see them, or there's little things that kind of bug, that shit kind of just builds up sometimes. Then when you finally see them, it's kind of like you're just unloading all that shit that was building up the whole fucking time being away. You know, he's got to do it to each other. So that's kind of happening. I said something to my buddy. I can't really remember because it was kind of getting wavy. But I know it wasn't too bad, but bad enough to fuck with his insecurities and have him be like, oh, fuck you. And I was like, fuck me, bro. And he walked outside and I was in there with a piece of watermelon in my hand. Like, fuck me, huh? Fuck me, moving the shit around like fucking like I'm a soprano. Like, fuck me, holding this watermelon slice. So I bit that shit off, ran out there, and just kind of like started talking to him. We weren't like yelling or anything, but since it was one of those snap your fingers and fucking blow clouds fucking kickbacks, nobody else was doing shit. Nobody else was talking or anything. So they were all just like, hey, what's going on over there? These guys kind of having, they're going through some shit, bad vibes, fuck that, let's get them out of here, let's fucking, some motherfuckers approach me like, bro, fucking be quiet. I'm like, nigga, we're in the fucking hills right now, bro. He's like, oh, got some neighbors. I'm like, bro, your fucking nearest neighbor is like 100 yards over that way, bro, like from here to their back porch, and all these trees in your backyard keeping that sound in, bro, they ain't gonna hear shit, bro. I wasn't yelling, I wasn't nothing. I was like, nigga, fuck out of here, what is this shit? Why am I even here blessing y'all with some energy? Like, what the fuck? Go spit some watermelon seeds out or some shit, man. Get out my face. But, you know, that's kind of the vibes I was giving off. And one of the kids was like, well, fuck, man, this is my house. And his fucking, like, tall girlfriend behind him was like, yeah, it's fucking his house. Go somewhere else. And I was just like, fucking, wow, this fucking girl had to fucking throw that out, huh? Huh? She's a fucking, the backup, the fucking, the sidearm. Like, get the fuck out of here. Why can't we just figure this shit out, you know? Me and that guy weren't gonna fight. We were totally cool after about, like, 10 minutes of just talking about shit. But all those motherfuckers got, like, they just were not feeling it, bro, at all. And I guess I don't blame them, but those are shitty circumstances. That shit happens, man. Life happens, bro. You know, her dad was inside on the computer doing work, I guess, he said. He didn't fucking hear nothing. He didn't seem to have a problem. I mean, he kind of see him walk out there all big, semi-overweight, in his fucking flip-flops and gym shorts and Utah State fucking red t-shirt. Like, no, I ain't seen none of that, bro. So what the hell's going on? And I also remember, like, some chick was at the fire, man. And what did she say to me? I don't even know what she fucking said to me. She said something, dude. And she's like, well, she was like listening to the conversation too from like 10, 15 feet away, 10 feet away and 5 feet down away. Maybe 15, like just a good amount of distance through some trees. And it has to be like, well, go somewhere else then. And I'm just like, oh my fucking God. All right. And I'm making it sound a lot more intense than it was, but it was just like, pfft. Everything was, it was just hitting me, bro. All this foulness, all this disrespect, all this, what the fuck? This weird social interaction was just, it was just hitting me, jabbing me in the heart, like, god damn, man. Because, I mean, I apologize to the one kid, I was like, oh, that's your house, well, shit, I'm sorry, bro, but fuck. And then I think it was his twin sister, maybe, that was down there. She happened to be the girl my friend was trying to get on, or whatever the fuck, or just hanging out with for the first time. And she said that shit, and I don't know what I said to her. I think I might have said, I don't think I said this because I'm not, I don't think I was that retarded, but I might have said something like, what would we do if I could drive home drunk or fucking walk home drunk in your neighborhood? Huh? And I hit her with that one, bro, and I just felt like a champion when I hit her with that one, bro. Even, and it's stupid because if I did say that, you know, it was fucking Uber, and that's how we did get fucking home was Uber. But I fucking said that, and I think that's when she was like, yeah, we're gonna have to get rid of these guys. And shit, that's so petty. She texted my homie and was like, yeah, you guys, you and your friends are gonna have to leave. She texted him. I'm like, what the fuck? What kind of fucking eyes wide shut whack party is this, bro? Is this some rich people selling children to slavery fucking party type shit? Oh my god, just people just group the fuck up and don't care, man. Like, I come from a grimier, funkier place than that, bro. Like, fuck no. God damn. I'll take a sip of this beer real quick. Calm down a little bit from that. But yeah, it was, fuck yeah. That was definitely what pushed over the line. Because we went and, like, sat down by the fire. We were cool, went and sat down by the fire. I wasn't trying to make eye contact with people. You know, I already tried starting conversations. Nobody else was fucking down. And they're probably just all staring at me like, yeah, we gotta kill this nigga because he's different. We all sell him to slavery because he's perfect. Different and perfect for that shit. Yeah. So I'd probably make I'd be an expensive slave, but I'd probably be cheap. If I'm in that type of circle, they'd be like, ah, he fucking talks too much. He's got too much charisma. We'll have to break him. All right, go ahead and try. But I was glad I told her fucking off to the point where she had to fucking text. I mean, I do feel bad about that because we could have talked, but just the way they're fucking being so whack and like point fingers and just staggering shitty energy over to us when we weren't even doing nothing because they weren't doing shit. I'm glad I said that, man. You want to know what I felt like when I said that? When I was like, oh, you want me to drive or some shit? Like, as stupid, as drunk as it might have sounded or been, this is how I fucking felt, bro. Yeah. That is exactly how I fucking felt, man. So electrifying, bro. So yeah, we ended up leaving, getting some Betos. The fucking, even the Uber driver was like, damn, bro, it's only 12:30. If some shit like that happened, I'd be going back out. And I was like, yeah, right. Too bad my gargoyle friends are dead. But at the same time, I probably shouldn't have been going anywhere either because I was, bark, bark, tweet, tweet. Bark, bark, tweet, tweet, falling out the sky, bro. Fucking dog with wings, and then I started wagging my tail instead of my wings, and yeah, we were crashing. We were crashing and burning bad. Came back, and yeah, didn't want to sleep in the fucking room with the boys. Kind of had like a little of an argument on the way back. It was cool, I guess, but you know, just that, all that energy that has built up and then started pouring out that whole fucking night, you know. That's probably kind of my fault, because I just be all the way fucking out here, and I'm like, damn, these motherfuckers doing that, can't get these niggas to move out, what are these guys doing, I don't know, shit, looking out for them, and you know, I probably shouldn't, I should not give a fuck, and just kind of, or just maybe not give so much of a fuck, and just be like, yeah, I don't know, if you should do that, man, whatever, instead of me, I'm like, dude, what are you fucking doing, man, don't fucking do that, man, what are you doing, what do you want to do, bro, like, it's either it's black and white, this or that. What are we doing? Instead of being like, yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, I love you, bro, but if you want to fucking jump off that bridge, dude, I support you. Head first, man. Just go ahead first and die. I support you. Like, that type of shit. Like, okay. But yeah. Went back there. Slept again in my truck. Woke up a little hungover. But, you know, I still felt pretty, yad up. Went to a coffee shop. It's like the first time I ever did that. Me and the white pals. Well, Cole's half black like myself, but sometimes he blends in pretty damn good. Even though he has dreads, he fucking just Looks like one of those white niggas with dreads from The Matrix, you know? Yeah, I woke up. It had been like fucking long weekend. And it wasn't even over yet. You know, a little greasy, a little glazy, like I am now. You know, it's got a nice donut glaze over my skin from just dripping hard and grinding. Even if it's bullshit grinding, we were still grinding, bro. You know, the sun was flying. Sun's not stopping. It's going to keep going. Someone's got to fucking do it, right? So, yeah, I got the coffee. Then we decided to go to the lake. So, a lot of white people up there. There's a lot of white people up there. Then we were like, yeah, fuck that. It's not just white people, but it is mostly white people. You know, I only say that shit because there's just a lot of white people. And, you know, it really makes me understand the word minority when you just, you know, when I go driving in traffic and shit. I know people are people, but I'm like, all these motherfucking white people, bro, fucking go. All these motherfuckers up on the freeway, everybody's white, man. There's like, you know, I look over there, it's a white guy fucking up. Fuck, man, I look over there, it's another white guy, he's doing good, but then the white guy next one's fucking up. I look over there, and there's, you know, a Mexican guy. I don't know if he's, you know, usually just doing his thing, you know? And if I do see a black or Mexican guy or someone of a different ethnicity fuck it up, it's not as bad, because I don't see 12 of them a day doing it. Not in this fucking area. You know, I see a brother fucking up, I'm like, oh, damn, bro. To be ashamed of you. I see a white person fucking up. I'm like, damn, bro. Again. Another one. What is with you, motherfuckers, man? Excuse me. Yeah, I shouldn't hit him with that blanket statement, but it just, your brain just wants to snap sometimes, especially in this heat. Maybe that's why I'm so damn intense in this fucking, this podcast episode, because it's fucking musty in here, bro. I'm musty. Fuck, bro, must be. Shit. I don't want to open up this fucking window, too, because these motherfuckers might, in these apartment complexes, might all come out and start snapping at me from the porches, bro. What's that?
This is my...
Sorry about that. Good old YouTube, huh? I was thinking about looking on there for something to review, but I think we're chugging along quite nicely. I gotta figure something else to do with this. Definitely would be nice to get some better equipment for you guys, so it doesn't sound so bad. I'm not really ear raping y'all, because, you know, the ear rape sucks. I mean, you need a little bit of ear rape in your life, but yeah, I don't want to just be the ear rape guy, you know. It's not nearly not as bad as real rape, but it's still a fucking rape, man, and it hurts, bruh. Hurts deep, bruh. So I feel like now I go to work and get ear raped for about 13 hours a fucking day. And it hurts. I'm hurting, bro. So yeah, hopefully we get some new some of that. Maybe someone to do it with, but I know once I get my apartment, which I'm kind of, you know, there won't be nobody there to do this shit with me, you know. Maybe I'll have to figure out how to stream somebody there, you know, just a guest every once in a while. Or just keep taking this fucking maniac approach to doing it by myself. But at least we won't be in the truck when those days comes. You know, I kind of worry. I was kind of diving deep today about that, about living by myself, when I was like, damn, I'm just kind of worried, you know? You know, I was like, I might have to get, like, a pet. Like, I want a dog, but I don't want to have a shitty dog. That's kind of, you know, I have to get him trained or something. Don't want to be away from him for too long. And I was like, I get a cat, but I'm allergic to cats. And I feel like motherfuckers would be like, this nigga got a cat, bro. Fuck him. Like, or just, you know, girls. I don't know. Girls dig guys with cats. And I don't really dig cat girls, but some cats are cool, you know. But I'm definitely not a part of that cat life. I just want a nigga there that's dope, you know. Get a fish, maybe. A couple fish. Something. I just don't want to be out here fucking going stupid lonely, bro. I hear that, you know, sometimes that happens. You know, just sitting there, and then next you know, people want to come over. And I'm like, hey, man, fuck yeah. I made egg rolls, man. Don't leave, bro. Don't leave till next Friday. You don't got to leave, man. Just watch my house. I'm going to go to work. Stay here. Yeah, don't leave. I'll be back with groceries too. I know I don't have nothing, but I'm gonna go splurge right now since you're here. A special occasion. Like, not trying to be that dude. So yeah, I worry, you know, and I hope I don't get like super crazy lonely and like do some get real dark, bro, and just like go hit 4th Street and be like, hey, bro, I need a gun, bro. And I'd be like, for what? But like, I gotta kill this nigga, bro. They'll be like, hey, I just killed a nigga yesterday. And I'd be like, yeah, I'm gonna get him. And then next you know, niggas be like, damn, where's Droby? Where's Nick at? This nigga hasn't posted a snap or a podcast in quite a while, bruh. Didn't that nigga say he moved? Yeah, I think so, bro. Yeah. Where'd he move to? Fucking friends, family, nobody knows. They're just gonna see me on the news and be like, fucking half black Shinobi found dead in his apartment. Cat started eating his face. Fish started eating his face. Then the cat ate his fucking fish. He's been in there for 2 weeks. The AC was not on. It is cooking. It smells like bacon. Whoa. You know, that got really dark, but I don't want that shit to happen, man. But then I also think, I'm like, well, dude, I'll be able to fucking dance around naked. I'll be able to fucking pick up the little small messes I make because I'm not going to be making big messes in this decent-sized apartment. Or whatever, you know, big enough space for one fucking dude. I'm gonna be able to do these podcasts on a nice cold couch. I'm gonna be able to maybe vlog, just start taking off, practice my music, maybe even get some studio equipment in there. And that's what I think it might be, because I know, I look at my life, you know, I wanna, to like today with this job, I was like, nigga, fuck this, bro. Like, I do not need to be doing this. This shit is kind of a trap, like, it's cool. You get that money, but if you're not putting that money somewhere else, like if you're putting that money into a fucking car or your kids or something else that kind of doesn't really pay off in the long run, then you're fucked. You know, if you have to do that, you're not really fucked, but you're just stuck. You're in that, you're there, bro. If you're not putting that in towards even just like the idea of getting another job, if you're not really investing your money around the idea of getting a better job or a career or doing something that could make fucking money, then you're fucked, bro. And if you're just, and I mean, if you like doing that shit, that fucking haven't missed a day in 4 months, 5 to 6 days a week, I'm finally gonna take a 2 week vacation to fucking nowhere, like once a year, twice a year, fuck that. That is not the way to go, man. And I mean, that's just not for me. Just not for me. You know, I listen to like some of that Gary Vee stuff, and he talks about all the shit he did. You know, back when I was a kid, I fucking I had 8 lemonade stands when I was 6, and I would do all this. And I'm like, damn, it's crazy. It makes me feel like a scrub for not doing that, but you know, but I just gotta stick with my thing, you know, just because I try to learn some of this business stuff, and that is a great way to fucking make money. But I know is my talent, my blessings that I have received from God, the sacred aliens, motherfucking nature, nurture, whatever, however them cards were dealt as a kid until now, my strengths were always just kind of communications a little bit, you know, even though sometimes things get rough, being able to talk to you guys, entertain people, definitely express myself heavily through some fucking music and think about that shit every day and try to get some laughs, you know, be there for people and look after people like the best I can and like go kind of be very empathetic. Those are my strengths and I gotta just buckle down on those, you know. And I worry, like, at this job that I'll be working too much and I won't be able to get it. But, you know, at the same time, at days like this, I get off. What am I fucking doing? You know, I'm not gonna... I'd like to play some Xbox, but that can wait. You know, it's just a fucking couple of days a week or a day a week doing this. Just gotta bust it out. Someone's gotta fucking do it, man. Go to the fucking gym. I was like, oh, what if... Because if I get on there full-time and they put me on some position, some niggas are there from, like, 2 p.m. or 4 p.m. all the way to 6 in the morning type shit. And it's like, what the fuck is wrong with you guys, bro? Do you even get a chance to spend your money? Or is it already gone before you even making it? Is it going to something? Like, fuck. God damn it, no fucking thanks. If I can't even go to the gym, I mean, I could go, they have a gym there, hopefully it's nice, and if it's not nice, it's whatever, but it's like, fuck. So you want me to just live here, nigga? You want me to just park my truck out back and sleep in that bitch? Because I will, it'd be easier, it'd probably be better, you know? You guys can just come over on my days off, you know, I'd never be lonely. Like, what the fuck are you trying to do here? But that is the way sometimes, and it doesn't have to be that way, but it's definitely that way, bro. That's the suck. You gotta embrace it. You gotta definitely embrace the suck, but you gotta know what comes next after that suck, you know? You gotta know what's on the other side of the hill, man. You can't just be a damn war dog, war soldier dog, man, that just loves that fight and just be looking for that battle no matter where, you know, switching armies and switching sides just to stay in the fucking grind. I mean, you can, but if that's what you fucking love, man, if that's what you fucking love, you know, unless you're the fucking guy that's like, oh, I want to go home, I want to go home, mom, just fucking dying on the battlefield, screaming, asking for them damn fucking, asking for the, what's that shit, come on, Nick, bro. You gotta be quicker than this, bro. What's the word I'm thinking of, bro? Morphine. Jesus Christ. Gotta start doing something about that, bro. My brain's slowing down. I don't like that, bro. I don't like that. How am I supposed to make it if that's happening, bro? Fuck. But yeah, that nigga crying for them morphine hits, like fucking Saving Private Ryan. Just give that nigga a fucking slap on the leg one time. He'd be like, bro. More, and you'll be like, are you sure? You'll be like, send it, bro. And you just be like, And he's like, yeet, 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 yeet. Because that's definitely who I'd fucking be in this type of work environment forever. Or I just turned into the mean-ass corporal that's just soul sucked out. Just a straight, another cog lost in the machine, as my homie says. Another cog lost in the machine of grit, bruh. Fuck that. Hey, we're at 52 minutes, though. That's cool. This is definitely not as hard as the first time. It's probably all that damn toxic hatred shit that was spewing out my mouth about that weird-ass weekend, you know? Just fucking people, man. You can't bond with them all. I mean, you can to a point, but people just so different sometimes. And so scared of each other sometimes, man. Just don't really give that fuck, you know? And everybody's like, well, self-care. You gotta care about yourself. You gotta look out for yourself, okay? 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 And then you're fucking 60 years old and you're like, oh, shit, bro. I dropped the remote. Steve, Tina, your wife's dead, your kids are gone, oh shit, your fucking dog hates you, just waiting for you to drop so he can start eating your fucking face, and you're like, damn, bro, fucking self-care, fucking, I'll just watch the Hell Channel, it's on it anyways, fuck, God, man, strange fucking times. Got, like, the internet and the social media, and it's so crazy, like, everybody should be, I mean, I guess it's the toxic shit's out there hella, and you gotta see that shit every day, and sometimes it's overshadowed by the good shit, but the good shit is there, but that juicy toxicity, man, America loves a lot of toxicity, man, the rap game likes a lot of toxicity, fucking comedians, comics, they kinda like that toxicity, too, it just grows. We're some evil, half evil motherfuckers, man. It's in there just boiling. And sometimes we just love to fucking stir that fucking pot aggressively, bro. Like a little kid that you say, don't fucking touch that. Don't scratch that. Don't pick that. Don't cut that. Don't push that. And motherfucker just be like, okay. And when you're not looking, or even when you are looking, just fucking punch the shit out that button, bruh. Cut a hole in that fucking couch, bruh. Scratch the fuck out of that fucking mosquito bite, bruh. Vigorously when you ain't there. When you are there, like, just looking at you, gritting his teeth, like, oh, I'm scratching it, nigga, fuck you. And they'd be like, oh, shit. Whoa. Yeah, I'm sorry, Mom. I did not mean to. I don't know what happened there, Mom. You just said not to do it, and I fucking did it. Sorry, Mom. It's in my blood. You made me, Mom. Fuck you. That's really how it fucking be, bro. Shit. Fuck, I've been doing so much talking, bro. I haven't even drank half this beer. And it's hot now, bro. It's hot in here, bro. I love summer, but... damn. Can't wait to have enough money to just be cooler. You know, to be cooler, and then in the wintertime be a little warmer. That's how you know you made it, bro. When you're not fucking dying, bro. Like that wintertime when you gotta, I remember the mornings you had to go to school, bro, and you gotta wake up and go fucking crank that bitch and run back inside. But if you know, you wanted to sleep in an extra 5 minutes and you couldn't just crank it and run back in, you had to scrape the shit off your fucking windshield wipers. And my ghetto ass didn't have no scraper. I had like a CD case, which are like extinct now. So I don't, every other winter nowadays, this year, it's kind of rough. You know, I got one now, but if I didn't have a scraper now, I'd be fucked. There ain't no more R. Kelly fucking CD cases out here. Not in this vehicle. But just scrape that shit off. You look down at your fucking hands. The motherfuckers are purple and about to fall off. Just straight brick squad. God. You'd be driving, your fucking windows fog up, bro. And you'd be going 45 on the main street, bro, on fucking Orchard Drive. Kids are crossing to go to the elementary school and you can't see shit. But you gotta get there. But you gotta get there, cause you ain't trying to get them fucking used, bro. Them damn truancies, bro. Cause you know at the end of the fucking year they gonna tax your ass for it, bro. Shit. I actually got out of that though, cause I had an amazing teacher, man. Used to be the friends of one of my younger homeboys that unfortunately passed away. But he fucking he got me into this cool secondary school for great fortunate freaks like myself, and they paid for my shit, and they also have free food there. That's kind of one of the main reasons I went, man, that free food. Free food, nigga, every day. Super tight, man. That was a great school. Definitely was kind of like a secondary school or something. Like, when I think about it, I'm like, damn, nigga, I really went to, like, a different school. Like, it was an amazing school. We were like some special motherfuckers, man. This was like the fucking, we were like the mutants, bruh. We're like the mutant school, nigga. And I was one of those motherfuckers. I was like one of the biggest ones of them all, bruh. Used to fucking, cause I was a popular guy, not a, you know, back then. Still kind of now. Just got the hair. I look like I fucking look like. Everybody knows who the brown Shrek of the Cuse was, right? The handsome Shrek, you know, when Shrek turned into a dude, if Shrek would have turned into a dark-skinned dude, or a light-skinned, bro, it would have been fucking me. Would have been me. That's what he would look like. Handsome as fuck. Running around in them tight-ass fucking plaid-padded sweats, or whatever those were, eh? But yeah, it was a great school. Very weird. I used to sit up by myself at lunch, man. In the corner, man. Eating my free food, man. Shit. Not really anybody really ever came up and was like, hey, I mean, I guess I was kind of simping. But nobody was ever like, hey, bro, sup? Because, I mean, I pull that shit all the time, bro. I like gravitate towards them weirdos or the quiet guys that people don't really fuck with. Which sometimes backfire because you get over there and you're like, oh. You're like, hey, brother, how you doing, man? I ain't seen you for a minute. And the nigga just looks up at you and fucking, I don't know, starts screaming or throws some dirt in his mouth or something. You're like, oh, damn, yeah, I know we fucks with you, bro. You know, nigga fucking start doing some weird shit, start popping drugs, start stealing shit out the teacher's office right in front of you, like, hey, you're my friend, bro, watch this. Go and steal some shit, spits on a girl's fucking food, and it's like, damn, nigga, sorry I fucking, sorry I gave you some life, because you don't need life, bro, you need a little something else, bro. Yeah. I try to watch that, gravitating towards these weird guys. But, you know, you never know if you're the guy to change, the person that should make a difference, kind of. Because a lot of people be like, bro, you're a good friend. You've been a good friend, bro. And it's like, well, fuck, I just give a fuck about people, kind of. You know, I want them to treat me the same way. And I over-treat these motherfuckers sometimes, man. Then I get mad when I don't get treated the same. It's like, oh, damn. Oh, God, I gotta start watching for that cutoff time at 59 minutes. I don't even know what I was saying, but it happened. Glad we did it. I'm done. The wind's finally fucking kicking up, and now it's getting cold as soon as we're done, but I'm done. I'm dripping. It's ridic. It is ridic. Yeah, that is episode 2 of the Sound Shinobi podcast. That is definitely the worst episode we've done. And yeah, I mean, I'm glad no one's probably going to listen to this. People might. Maybe I should start marketing this over to people in like Taiwan or something, you know? Motherfuckers be like, hey, we got a fellow shinobi over there in Utah. Yee yee. He's eating rice and chicken just like us. Gang gang. Fuck yeah. But yeah, we'll get it. Hopefully next time. Just got some more shit to talk about. Maybe see if anybody else wants to give me. See if I can interfere with other people, intervene with them to somehow get them involved, even if no, they're not going to be here, just with questions or stories. Or just have that social media on lock so I could see what the fuck's going on. And next time I'm fucking used, I'm turning the AC on next time or something, bro. I don't know. But that is it. Thank you for whoever does listen. If you'd like to support the show, like I said before, just go ahead and leave that spare change in that little change collector at the Chevron 7-Eleven register. And I can assure you, I'll fucking be there to put that shit on my Slurpee or hot dog or just to pass it forward to the next motherfucker, man. So hell yeah. Have a good fucking week. End of July, my fucking friends. We're almost there. Heat wave is almost over. Fuck yeah. Peace out.